Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. While sitting in a tractor attached to a grain cart, waiting for the combine to make its rounds in a cornfield, our next guest had a revelation. Why isn't there any camouflage clothing with the design of a corn pattern? Jordan Deitch proceeded to do what he could to realize his vision. He joins us now from the Langford area with more. Jordan Deitch, welcome to In the Moment.
Hello.
So you had some thinking time there during during work, and what's your background with hunting and your background with farming? Tell me a little bit about yourself.
I've always hunted, I guess, hunted and fished. Always wanted to come up with something for the waterfowl hunting, fishing products. I wanted to come up with something, so... It's always been my dream to come up with a product for one of them three things. So I ended up coming up with the corn camo pattern for mostly waterfowl hunting. I been farming for 5 years since I got out of college, back on the family farm. So that's a little bit of my background, I guess.
Yeah, what's the problem that you think your product needed to address? What did it start with, a problem that you knew existed as a hunter?
Yeah, seemed like the other camo patterns that were out there were just a little too dark for our Midwest region up here for waterfowl hunting. It seems like about 85% of the time we hunt cornfields, so it just seemed like the other camo patterns were just a little too dark, and you just stood out in the field when you were trying to hunt and just flared the birds, and it kind of ruined your hunt. So I kind of went that direction, tried to make a camo pattern that would suit our area better.
So for those who don't hunt, talk to me about seasons and why this is for waterfowl but not, say, pheasants.
Pheasant hunting, you usually want to wear orange so someone doesn't shoot you when you're walking. This is more of a hiding from the birds so they decoy well in the fall and spring. So they decoy right into your decoys, I guess. So they get close enough so you get a good shot, an ethical shot. So
sure. So you have this idea, and now, you know, lots of people have ideas and problems they want to solve in the business world, in the marketplace. What are those first steps to sort of figuring out how to take it from idea to reality?
Well, I was sitting in the tractor one day, and I was just thinking about it. So after harvest got done, I took a bunch of different pictures of different varieties of corn, wet corn, dry corn, different brands of corn. Some are more yellow than other varieties are red. So I kind of took a bunch of different pictures in the fall, and I took some in the spring because of the fall corn is more yellow in the fall compared to when it sits all winter. Kind of changes to a more of a whiter colored corn after it sits all winter long and dries out. So I took a bunch of pictures and got a graphic designer, and we meshed them all together and made it into one camo pattern, kind of all the different varieties of corn, I guess you could say.
Huh. Do you have a business background?
No, I went to school for an ag, so,
sure.
No, this is, like I said, kind of one of my dreams. I always wanted to, kind of come up with a product for the outdoor world,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. All right. So you've got a graphic design, you're kind of melding some ideas and some patterns, and then what's the next step? How do you turn that into, clothing so that it ends up in the, you know, in the truck of a hunter?
Well, first off, I went and got a patent through the U.S. Patent Office, the USPTO, and I got a patent on the actual the pattern itself, and then I got a trademark on my name. And then after that, I had to do some research on trying to figure out how to actually get it onto or into the clothing. So I did some research, and it was kind of tough finding a place that actually did that, but I found a New Jersey-based company called Jest Textiles, and I got in touch with them, and I got him the camel pattern, and we ran a few samples on some clothing, and we got it back, and it was seemed like it was a different coloring than what it looked like on the computer screen. It was totally different once you got it onto the clothing or into the clothing. It changed the color quite a bit. Huh. So we had to tweak it from there about four or five times to get it where we wanted it, and we got it to where we thought it was same color, lifelike as it is in the fall and the spring. So
yeah,
we went with that. So
is this fun for you? Are you having a good time through this process? You know, sort of engaging the creative and entrepreneurial part of yourself in this effort.
Yeah, it's been fun. It's been a long road. I think I started. The fall of 2013 was when I kind of came up with the idea, and then after harvest, like I said, got over 2014 was kind of when I got rolling, and it's been a long process, but it's been fun, and I've learned a lot, so it's been pretty cool.
What's some of the early feedback that you've been getting from product users or testers?
A lot of people got me a lot of feedback, and they said it really looks good, and I can't believe someone hasn't came up with it yet.
Right.
That's what I've heard a lot. They're like, why didn't I think of that, or why hasn't someone done it already? So I've had a lot of good positive feedback on it. A lot of people asking if we're going to do some more products. We're working on getting some pricing and stuff on some new products, and working with a company called Heavy Hauler who does ground blinds for waterfall hunting, where you can lay out in the field, and it's kind of like a coffin blind. It closes, has doors, and you just lay in it on the ground.
Okay.
Keeps you warm and dry, and he does a bunch of other gun cases and blind bags and things like that. We're currently looking into doing like a heavier coat and bibs and maybe a vest too. So had a lot of good feedback, and there's people that are wondering if we're going to do more products, so that seems positive to me. So.
And if you're just tuning in, my guest is Jordan Deitch. He's joining us from the Langford area via phone, and he's the creator of the Fallen Fowl camo brand, and the pattern is called Killer Corn. He looked out in the field and realized that hunters needed a little something else in the arsenal for their hunting. And I'm wondering, Jordan, when you talk to people in your family, you're working on the family farm there, what kind of support did you get from your community?
My family and friends, they said, yeah, that's a good idea. Go for it. If that's something you want to do, and if you have a dream and a vision of doing something like that, go ahead and go for it. So kind of just took some of my money I scrounged up and had to sell some things that I didn't want to sell. But that's how it goes when you first get started. So I took a leap and started off, and we're rolling now. So.
So you're invested financially and sort of intellectually, creatively, emotionally. What are your aspirations for where do you think this could go?
Well, we're hoping, I think Runnings is going to take some of the blinds and things from what I hear from this Heavy Hauler. Sounded like they were going to take some blinds and other products from him, and talking to Shields a little bit, trying to get in there maybe in the fall of 2018. I guess the sky's the limit. I don't know where we're headed. We're just kind of starting out, and we're small right now, and like I said, we're trying to get more products and get our name out there. So I think it could go anywhere. It could be in Shields or Cabela's or Bass Pro or all the big stores. I think it could make it there as long as we can get our name out there and get rolling. So,
Jordan, there's something sort of special about a South Dakota farmer solving a South Dakota problem like that and bringing it to the rest of the world. So thanks for the inspiration for all of us.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for interviewing me, and thanks for your time.
And we'll put a picture up of Jordan and his product on our website after the show, sdpb.org/inthemoment. Jordan Deitch is the creator of the Fallen Fowl camo brand. You can also purchase some of his products at rchuntingstore.com.